AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The man who beat Babe Ruth's home run record in 1974 has died. The Atlanta Braves say Aaron died peacefully in his sleep. A cause of death was not given. Aaron spoke to the AP in 1999 about racist threats he had to endure chasing the record.
I look back on that and I say, that was a learning experience for me. You know, no matter how and where, no matter what you do in this world, no matter what you try to accomplish, sometimes people don't realize that you're only a human being.
Barry Bonds now holds the home run record. Hank Aaron hit 755 home runs in his career. Aaron was 86. The Senate confirmed retired General Lloyd Austin as President Biden's defense secretary. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will send an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate Monday. Schumer says it doesn't matter that Donald Trump is no longer president.
It makes no sense whatsoever that a president or any official could commit a heinous crime against our country and then be permitted to resign so as to avoid accountability and a vote to disbar them from future office.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want to rush the process.
We suggest the House transmits this article next Thursday, but that's apparently going to be next Monday. That former President Trump's answer and the House pretrial brief, I suggested, be due on February 4th.
The charge against Donald Trump is incitement of insurrection over the deadly riot on Capitol Hill by his supporters. Columbus, Ohio will invest more than $4 million in body-worn cameras for police and introduce a law that would ensure officers use the cameras correctly after the fatal shooting of Andre Hill last month by a white officer. This is AP News. A lawyers group filed an ethics complaint against Rudy Giuliani.
The group Lawyers Defending American Democracy has filed the complaint with the Attorney Grievance Committee of the New York court system, claiming Giuliani has violated the rules of professional conduct. The group wants Giuliani investigated and his law license suspended during the investigation for promoting former President Trump's false allegations about the 2020 election. The complaint calls for the committee to investigate Giuliani's comments at a rally before rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. An investigation would be the first step in a process that could lead to disbarment. I'm Mike Hempen.
Just before a small plane landed safely at O'Hare Airport in Chicago, a tire fell off the plane. The wheel was found in a nearby neighborhood. No one was hurt. Without its left side landing gear, sparks could be seen as the plane was landing. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.